back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugar, and today's episode is on how to create change and pivot. Welcome back. So today's episode, I'm really excited to do because it's like a really good time for me. It's a more of like a live time episode. I'm doing solo podcasts because they actually just get the best reviews. And I know you girls are tagging me saying that you're running out of shows to listen to. So I have to stay on top of it. I do have really good guests, like top CEOs, like ready to come on the show. But I'm just all over the world right now. And so it's really difficult for me to, one, get in a studio and do this consistently. I don't want to start bringing on guests and then just like going back to solo. So I'm just going to give you guys what's working the best and keep the show going, keep the show rolling. So yeah, today's episode is on change. So first and foremost, I feel like the key takeaways that I want to get across in the show is like, one, how to do it, how to stay strong and resilient in change, what to understand what you're going to feel like in the process of change, and to understand what the process and systems that have worked for me are. And three, to understand why change is so important. Like, I'm going to give you guys my zoomed out reasonings as to how I create change, why I create change, how I actually take the actions to enable myself to change, and how I can let go of the past to create what's manifesting into the future. So first of all, I feel like the number one thing that people ask me on social media is like, or even like in the podcast DMs or group, is like, if they see like the social media post that like, yeah, look, I've just gotten rid of my whole old life, people just think I woke up one day and just did it. Like, I just made this rash decision. But that's definitely not the case. I'm not that much of a freaking lunatic. I usually plan like around a year. It's like, it's actually a slower progression than what it looks like from your point of view. I don't just like, wake up and change. Like, change doesn't happen overnight in any aspect of my life, in any aspect of anyone's life. And I don't create any short-term changes, really. Like, I usually, I'll have some short-term goals, but most of the time, like, I have a 10-year plan. So I work in accordance with the plan, which is the first thing. And step one, you need to have a plan if you're going to actually make a change. Like, you can put it on your whiteboard, you can put it in an app on your phone, or write it down on paper. But like, you need to really take some space and time. Usually, like, my plans can take sometimes like a year to develop. Like, it actually takes a lot of time out, you know, a time out from the world to really see you in the life that you actually want to live. Like, what's true to you? What's true to your desires? What's true to your wants? What's true to how you feel? What makes you excited? What makes you want to wake up feeling alive? Like, there's a multitude of things that, like, I actually make my plans from. They're not just things that, like, I see someone else doing and I go, oh yeah, like, I wish that could be me. Like, I don't do that at all. I actually sit in my own world, create my own bubble, and I live true to myself. So I think that's the number one thing for fulfillment and happiness. Ultimately, if you're creating any type of change, it shouldn't be to impress anyone on the outside. It shouldn't be to look good or rich or whatever it is that make you look or deem you to be more like successful, or I don't know, like better on the outside, when you could actually just feel really empty and life could be really meaningless from those things. And that's like a really awful way to live, but it's fine. Some people just fall into that and then they realize after, and there's always like, it's never too late to re-change out of those patterns. But either way, life should feel fulfilling, and that's the number one thing. There's five pillars of health that I always base my life on. I discovered this when I was like 21, and I did this because obviously I made my first big change when I was 18. I moved from Ireland to Australia. I talked about this in my long-term decision podcast just before this one went out, so you can listen to that if you want to hear that story. But ultimately, like, I started to really understand like the art of fulfillment and why fulfillment is so important when it comes to actually making decisions and changes in your life. Like, you sometimes get really stuck and people feel really unhappy in their jobs, or I don't know, like things just lead to like disappointment a lot for people. And I think it's really important to understand that those are all things that most humans, probably everyone, has experienced at some point. But then it's one thing to feel disappointed and stay disappointed, and it's another thing to actually really like step back and start making a plan on how you can feel the most fulfilled. And you need to be really aware of and get good and clear on identifying what it is that makes you feel really good, really happy, just really whole, really full, really healthy, just optimal. You know what I mean? I talk about this on my TikToks a lot. I talk about this on my podcast a lot. I live my life true to this, because I feel like, I don't know, civilization like pressures people into doing things and wanting things and deeming things important that really are just meaningless, when you can actually just live in your own bubble and create a life that actually matters to you. And that's really important to step into that and start becoming true to yourself. So when you're writing your plan, you need to actually, you know, develop it, not rush it, but be in your own bubble. Like, start looking at what makes you happy. Start looking at things that you feel intuitively will make you better, will help you to grow, will make you feel good. And start putting that into a plan for a forward and upward redirection of your life. This is what a change period is. You need to be thinking and analyzing where you're at today. What's worked in the past, what's not worked in the past, what's working today, what's not working today, and be very honest and start to stand in truth. I think so many people, like I said before as well, do live in denial. Sometimes we want to like think things are actually better than what they are, and we want to deny ourselves the, I don't know, like the, like receiving anything better or stepping into unfamiliar territories, because we don't know. There's no guarantees with like what could come of making a certain leap or a decision or a change. And so we kind of like freeze. There's like a freeze point there because we're uncertain, basically. And uncertainty is just part of life. Like at the end of the day, like just because you've got like familiarity and certainty where you're at today, it doesn't mean that you're not actually disappointed and you're not actually lacking in one or more areas of your five pillars of health. So with your relationships, with your career, with your health, with your spirituality, and with your mission and your purpose in life, you want to really understand what those are for you. You've come into the world alone. You're going to leave the world alone. So the way that I make my changes and my decisions, I divide my life into 10-year blocks. I've said this so many times. Nobody taught me to do this. This is just something I did because I like to do this. This is just how I do it decade by decade. And I don't really want to rush anything. I want to be clear on where I'm going. I want to be waking up for the whole 10 years with aims. I want to be going after stuff. I want to be growing. But I also want whoever's involved in that to want to be and to have individually chosen similar things as well for their own lives, regardless of my influence. I think this is like pretty much like the most challenging part of it. As humans, we are already connected and intertwined in relationships and friendships and things that, you know, may have developed years ago when we were totally different people. We had no aims. We weren't unfulfilled. We were quite fine with how things were. And then they kind of like drag out into, like, I don't know, our older years. And I feel like if you don't make a plan and you don't know why you're dissatisfied, then you're sort of just living in this like limbo land. And yeah, you may have achieved some good things, but there's some part of you that's like got holes and you're not fulfilled, or you're not healed, or you're just like unhappy about something. Something's not right. And so usually people will just settle for that and they're just like, oh, it's just like life can't be perfect, and they just justify it and stuff. And life can't be perfect, but there's also like lack of responsibility and accountability for your own life that you haven't really addressed. And this is where planning comes into play and why it's number one on the list, because the reality, I'll tell you why in a second, but you need a plan and you need to assess where you're at and what it is that you like about where you're at and you want to build on. And then you also need to start looking at what needs to be removed. the scariest, hardest thing ever. It's like where heartbreak comes in. It's where like you're going to dismantle parts of your life. You're going to have to let go of where you, like things that you're used to, all of this like hard stuff. Like it's like the thing humans hate the most. Basically, you have to start looking at things that aren't working, and you have to get really clear and truthful and like, yeah, obviously try and make it work if you feel like that's the best route, and try and build and, you know, make things work and not give up on them if you really genuinely think that they can be long-term changes there and things can be resolved and fixed, then go for it, do it, do whatever it takes. But if you already have tried everything and you know that like you're just spinning around in circles and you're just getting more and more stuck and unhappy with how certain pillars of your life are, then it's time to rewrite the plan and it's time to start making like new decisions and to step into the realm of change. I am honestly, just so you guys, if anyone is scared of change, I like used to be the most highly sensitive child ever. I basically had a death when I was young in my family, and I went into a really bad, like it basically changed my whole personality because I was so young and I didn't really know how to cope with it and I didn't understand it. I was only like 8 years old. So yeah, I'm not going to go into childhood trauma or anything, but basically it changed everything for me. It changed how I looked at the world. It changed my level of safety and security for the rest of my life because of how deeply this death affected me. I remember I used to be a really smart child and then basically couldn't even spell after this death occurred. I honestly couldn't even spell my name. Like, can you imagine that? Like, I didn't know what was happening to me, but I was just over consumed with grief and I did not know what to do. Like, my life changed. So basically, change for me, loss for me, that triggers that little girl horrifically. So you're probably thinking like, oh, like you're scared of change. I'm scared of change as well. I don't like loss either. I don't want to have to relive that experience. I don't want that trigger coming back up either. But I also will tell you why it's important to be able to face your fears in times of change and to understand that you will be okay. Because this is the number one thing that I've learned in the years after this, like especially with my first leap, moving to Australia, letting go of my whole family, that re-triggered that grief again. Then this year I've had that re-triggered again with two others, significant ones from the past on top of that. So like all these wounds were reopened and I had to deal with that grief again and again because of the changes that I'd chosen to make. So I understand if you're scared and you don't like change and you don't like losing people and you don't like letting go of familiarity and you don't like those wounds reopen. Everybody has them. There has to be a time and a place when you actually face them and you overcome them. You won't overcome them ever totally, but you do gain a sense of control over actually stopping them, stopping the fear of feeling those that pain that you felt all those years ago. If you're somebody that hates change and you're always scared of the uncertainty or the pain or whatever it might be in a time of change and transition, there will be, the more you become accepting of the grieving period after a change has occurred or a loss has occurred, and you start to cope with it and you start to really address it, the better it is over time and the more you can free yourself. Basically, you can break off chains and barriers and allow yourself to receive the life that you actually want to manifest, and you can feel safe in your new beginnings. It's really honestly empowering and it's a great place to get to, and it's the ultimate aim of everyone on the planet is to live without literally any barriers or chains and just complete freedom in their choices in all aspects of the pillar, in all pillars of health. It's just like such a good place to get to, and I'm not perfect at it, but I am definitely, I've gotten to a point where it's no longer a holdback for me. I've had to force myself to do it, but at the same time, the reason I can is because of how I approach it. So I'll tell you why it's important to first and foremost be able to not allow the past to dictate or control your future or hold you back. For one, I zoom out and I like think of myself like not being able to walk when I'm like really old. And I'm like, okay, like I'm going to be looking back at my life. And there's going to be a period if I live, hypothetically speaking, until I'm really old, there's going to be very little that I can really do. Like, to be honest, look, I'll probably still have a few things going, but I know my capacity is going to be low and I'm going to be spending a lot of my days thinking, who knows, my husband could be dead as well. I might be spending a lot of time on my own. And this is just a sad, I'm sorry, but it's like a sad reality that we may have to face. And like more often than not, this is what old people actually, this is how they live, you know? And I know that's like, can sound depressing, but hear me out. It doesn't have to be depressing if you actually like fast forward yourself to how you're going to be reviewing the life that you're currently living today. And this is why not letting the past control your future decisions and to take leaps is so important, because it actually makes that time where you will be reflecting back on your whole life for where you're at now, where you're going to be in the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, all the way up until, yeah, you're at the point where you're just thinking back and you're looking back at the life and the choices that you made and the opportunities that you took on, not the ones that you said no to. It's going to be all the yeses that you went for and all the times that you just were proud of yourself. These are the times that you want to have as you want to feel your whole life with as many of those as you can, regardless of how much pain it's going to be, because there will be a time when you are looking back at yourself and you don't want to fear that time. You don't want to look back and go, fuck, I wish I had the confidence to do that. Oh, I wish I loved myself. Like, I wish I could see what I see today. I wish I could see how beautiful I was when I was 20. I wish I didn't settle for that shit relationship. I wish that, like, you know, because they're probably nowhere near, they probably didn't make it to the end with you anyways. But at the end of the day, like, you want to be like, fuck, I gave myself the best opportunity. I actually tried my best. And every moment, every day, every week, every month, every year, I actually gave it all I got. Like, yeah, I made some mistakes. Yeah, I fucked up so many things. Yeah, I broke my own heart. I probably broke a few other boys' hearts, girls' hearts, whatever. But you know what? I was young. I made some mistakes. People hurt me. I hurt them. I didn't. Nobody maliciously went out of their way to do it. Look, let's just like keep the peace and like let's just look at it all as a life experience, a timeline. And yeah, at the end of the day, I have the inner knowing that I gave it my all. So that's why not letting the past dictate your future is so important. You don't want to fear that moment when you're looking back and you're really actually reflecting, and that's pretty much all you can do. You're just thinking all day, can't really move, you're just sitting on the couch. You know how old people do? They watch TV sometimes, but then I guess, like, from talking to old people, their mind does take over. They just think of their regrets. It's so annoying because, like, the mind is so phenomenally universal, even though, like, we all have different mindsets and we're all different. We're all so similar as well. And you hear it from these old people, if you speak to them or you go on YouTube and you watch videos about their biggest regrets, like, you should be living life at worrying about what you might regret, literally, because it's a stick that you need to take actions today. And you want to be able to zoom out and over and fast forward yourself to that moment where you're like 90, 100, 80, whatever. I don't know how long you plan to live, but me, as if you can control when you live. I'm playing God right now, but nah, I'm really like, if hypothetically you do live until you're old and you know you get to that point, you want to really think about what you want to see. Like, obviously you're going to review your life before you die, but you'll probably be doing it for about 10, 15 years before you actually pass away. And so you want to actually like have good memories, and you want to know that, like, look, you didn't do any harm. Because I also feel like there's probably a lot of old people out there that like wish they didn't do or cause the kind of hurt or harm that they did to other people. I feel like the best way to live life, like, even though sometimes it's fucking annoying and people are shit and things happen and people fuck you over and hurt you and whatever, you still have to control like what you want to feel like and have an inner knowing that gives you just peace, I feel. And that peace is going to be really beneficial for when you're stuck with your own thoughts and no one's there to save you. This could even mean like you get sick. Like I remember as well, like I had a near death experience because I got really ill in 2018. And yeah, when you're left in an ICU to think, you really think about what you didn't do. And that's when I got out of hospital and I was like, if I get out of here and I can do WBFF, because I'd done other shows, I was like, I'm doing it straight away. I don't care if I win or lose or whatever. And that's why I don't care about my results that much. It's because you, like when you're in life or death situation, basically, you don't really think about who you beat. You think about just the experience that you had doing it. And that's why, like, I'm quite fearless in, like, outcomes. I just want to know that whatever I did it with to the best of my ability. I had the best intentions and I just didn't say no. And I took every opportunity whenever it came and I tried to make something of it, or I just like lived in the moment and lived up and just like gave it good energy and love or above energy. Because I feel like people hold themselves back because they get like scared of like all these negative low vibrational thoughts, like rejection or fear of loss or like just fear of unfamiliarity, or like because there's no clarity or guarantees, people don't want to really take leaps. And so people end up with like a lot of regrets, you know, they wait, like they kind of look back and they go, oh, I should have just done that when I could. And you never want to be that person. And so the like using like the model of the five pillars of health, it kind of gives you a good indicator of where you are lacking. And that's also not very nice when you like may have lived in denial for a few years and you like think that something's actually more right for you than what it actually is, or you don't really see yourself living up to your full potential, or you see yourself wasting so many days concentrating or like focusing on things that you just like aren't worth your energy or not getting you anywhere, or you're just thinking about things and you're not taking any action to actually make them in your reality, or you know, or you have like missed opportunity and stuff. And these kind of things, like the more of them that happen, the more they eat away at you, the more they lower your frequency, the more they lower your confidence, the more hurt you feel, the more resentful you feel towards yourself than others. Like you just project outward how you feel about yourself. And so when you zoom out and you think about yourself, you fast forward yourself to like when you're really old, you actually see like how amazing you are today and how much potential you actually have because you're so young, you know, whether you're like below 40, even 50, like anything below those ages, like you're actually still so young, like you have so much to give and so much to try and so many opportunities that like you're probably just not even like looking at, and you're like you're wasting time, you know, and time just goes so fast. Like before you know it, you know, if you leave something off a day, it turns to a week, it then turns to a month, it then turns into a year. And then you just realize like you've just run around in the same circle and you're back to square one, like from 1 year to the next. And you're like looking outside thinking like, fuck, I wish I could make the change, but for some reason I can't. And it's usually because you fear the pain of something on the other side that it might bring. But if you start looking at life from love or above energy, your frequency is like it's only in your control. And look, I've been in situations where like I've woken up every day and someone's been miserable in my house, like, and not because of me, just like just how they are, like. And yeah, I get that's just like, you know, mental health and all of that is a thing, but like it's not my burden. Like as much as I want to help and I did everything I could to help, like it's not, I don't want to wake up miserable every day. It's not my choice. Like that's their decision. That's their thing. Like, you know, sometimes like it's really difficult, but you need to be really like strict on your boundaries and actually understand where you draw the line, because things and people around you, they're actually within your control. These are choices that can either build you up. And honestly, if somebody is on the same page as you, wants the same things, has the same desires on how they want to approach the day, how they want to live, how they feel about like life in general, those are the people that you, and this has to be without your influence, this has to be like how they are as people anyways. You deserve to be around those types of people, because yeah, although it won't be perfect and there will be disturbances and problems and stuff if you're similar to some, like to people around you, like your friends and whatever, you're still going to have differences. But commonalities are really important, because at the end of the day, like, if you really want to be happy and the people around you want to complain all day, every day, they're just finding the problems, eventually it starts to drain you. And it gets to a point where your frequency is starting to lower. And subconsciously, you may be killing it in 2, 1, 3, 4, even 4 pillars of your health, and then severely lacking in another. And I know this because I've been there. So it's like, although like everything I had achieved as an individual every day for me was great, there was still a pillar of my life that wasn't on the same level, wasn't at the same frequency. And you don't really realize it, because you think, oh, like, it's fine, like everything else is going great, so like doesn't really matter. But it actually does matter, because over time you're creating this anchor, you become stuck in familiar environments and you start to adapt, because we're so good at that as humans. But you're also comfortable, you're like, it's still fine, like, you know, there's still nothing wrong with it. But then there comes a point where the people around you and the choices that you make need to be aiding your growth. If you're starting to outgrow certain situations, or you have outgrown certain situations, they're no longer going to serve you or the people around you. And so when you think about yourself in your older years, knowing that you may be left alone anyway, right? Maybe left alone anyway. You then have to actually think about, like, am I going to be thinking back to missed opportunity? Am I going to be thinking back going, that was absolutely the right choice to have made, I'm so glad that I stuck that out? Or are you going to think, I could have done better in that department. I think I could have done more. I think I wanted something different there. And it's now that you have the opportunity to create that change and to actually not have that to say for your life. Because at the end of the day, it's not a selfish move. It's not a heartless move. It's not like, it's not any of those things. This is actually being grateful for your existence. And it's really hard, because people love to judge and say, like, oh, that's like so selfish. Or why are you so, like, why do you crave so much attention by being on stage or something? But it's not that at all. Like, sometimes, like, what people really want and desire for themselves, they have multiple barriers and lack of belief, or they won't go for it. So they just, instead of like actually fixing and looking at like what it is about themselves that makes them feel inferior to other people that are achieving, or that makes them judge people in a negative way when they're making really good decisions for their life's five pillars, it's like, If you evolve enough as a person, you understand that they're just projecting what they're not prepared to do for themselves. And they're using manipulative, there's multiple forms of manipulation that people use. Like, some people like use like the nice person manipulation. So basically they'll just like, instead of being just a real person with both good sides and bad sides, they'll just pretend that they're like this really nice, caring person that's selfless and puts everyone above everyone. Like, as soon as you hear someone labeling themselves as like an empath or anything like that, like, no, like that's actually like a manipulative self-judgment. Like, that's basically like, nobody is just one thing. Like, everyone has good and bad sides, and everyone has wants and desires that sometimes they're gonna not go for, because they've got multiple barriers in place, or they're like, they just don't have the self, I don't know what it is, but it's like, I would say it's like the self-respect to value themselves and their life enough to go for what they really want. Instead, they use the justifications that, you know, makes them look like a good person to everyone on the outside, but then they're like deeply unfulfilled on the inside. So then they go out projecting judgment and hate, and like making other people feel like they're doing something wrong if they're like on stage or in a bikini, or like, even like, the thing is as well, it's up to anyone what they want to do with their lives. If somebody wants to, you know, be on OnlyFans, or somebody wants to do whatever the hell they want for money, or for just their career or their partners or anything at all, if it's their deepest desire and they love it, as long as it's not harming anyone, there's something wrong with the person that's judging. And in order for you to create change, like I said before, you need to have your own plan in a bubble that allows you to be whoever the hell you want to be. Like, you need to be able to embrace all aspects of who you are as well and have that freedom, because as long as you're not going out offending people, hurting people, stealing from people, doing anything that's obviously like bad, like, and you know it, like you're just hurting people for no fucking reason, like, then, you know, and you're just doing you and you're just being truthful to who you are and what you want and you're going for things, understanding the bigger picture, then you're living with gratitude. Like, that's just like the highest form of life. Like, that's living with love or above. Like, you're living in love, peace and gratitude. And that should be that's literally how everyone wants to feel, but people don't actually take the time out to recognize why what you have to do, what you have to sacrifice and what you have to become, and the awareness and self-development that you have to do in order to accomplish it. And because people are so stuck in their habits, and they're, even if they're bad habits, people get so stuck in them and so addicted to like bad and negative patterns, or even like going back to like things that they know isn't good intuitively, but they still stay there. And it's just like, why are you there? Like, and it's because they just don't have that love or above energy in their frequency. Like, they're living in a fear-based energy. And when you're living in a fear-based energy, you can still accomplish things like in work and stuff like that has lower life meaning. Basically, it just means that you can like mask or put all of your eggs basically in one or two baskets that are more like safe. Someone speaking outside. But basically, yeah, like you can just like put all of your value into like, I don't know, some people do it in material things, some people, and it doesn't matter. If that's the way you want to live and you just want to live in avoidance, then go for it. But if you actually want to live true to yourself, you'll find that you start to like see all the chains, and you actually start to be like comfortable in like facing your biggest fears. And you should be surrounded by people that actually help you to grow, help you to pivot, because in a time of change, this is the other thing that you should understand. When, like, more often than not, sometimes it will be smooth sailing, but most of the time it won't be. In a time of change and transition, it's usually like a grieving period comes after it. You get really excited about your plan. You then see like some doors opening, or like some random opportunity comes in, or you get really excited and you really like something, but then you start to head into a fear-based energy or a grief, or it just triggers you in some way. That's just the process. Like, it's just how it is. It basically means there's like something presenting to you that you really want. It's like, you know, when you meet your deepest fear and deepest desire in one place, it doesn't always happen, but it does happen for some people. It depends like how evolved you are. Like, sometimes like you need to be doing stuff for a long time to understand like, whoa, this is different. This is really challenging me. And that is sometimes like the turn back point people make, because it's like way too, like, sometimes in life you'll be faced with things that are just beyond your level of like like being able to manage it or control it in any way. And these are really good growth opportunities, because usually you get, sometimes like it's good to be in a position where you don't know what to do. And when you create any form of change with no certainty on the other side, I've been in situations where I've had no power, no control, nothing for most of the time, because, yeah, I'm an athlete. So my coach usually controls like my whole life from like two times a year, sometimes three times a year. A majority of the year, like, he controls when I sleep, when I eat, what I take, you know, like vitamins, like when I go to the gym, how often I do cardio. He controls all my whole life. So yeah, I'm fine with that. Like, you know, it's being an athlete has taught me that to take, yeah, initiative and to take the actions I need to take, follow plans, and to understand also and to trust other people and be coachable. And then the other, when you make certain choices or in life, like, and you know that you've got manifestations, but you've also got barriers and chains in the way of actually achieving them, it's time to, yeah, like, zoom out a little bit. And this is where you get really good clarity. You need to see like, oh, will this actually, is this actually helping me to identify new things about myself that I didn't know before? And am I actually growing from it? Is it forcing me to actually step up a little bit? If it is, it's probably good for you. Okay, it may be breaking down old like walls. It may be breaking down parts of who you are that are very uncomfortable and confronting and triggering. But also these are things that are the next stage for you. These are like what help you to evolve. And sometimes people like hate that feeling. And I've hated that feeling when I was a bit younger. I actually still hate that feeling now, to be honest. I hate it. But I also love it, right? So it's like a love-hate relationship. I know it's the best that it, I know it's best for me. I know it's opening up new, it's opening up me to new situations. And sometimes when you make those changes, it's going to be very turbulent, because you're going to be stepping into whole, like every, like sometimes it could be everything that's new. Sometimes it could just be one or two things that's new. And you just feel like this doesn't feel very like right. Do you know what I mean? Or this is like making me feel a certain way that I don't like to feel. But you need to also look at like, if I stay where I am now, am I actually going to be growing? Like, in what way am I going to be growing? And then you need to look at like, what's on the other side of your plan or things that have, you know, happened for you. And you need to go, is it actually making me grow though? Like, am I actually trying to become better? And if it is doing that for you, then you know what? Stick it out and get yourself to a point where you feel like you can attack it with love or above energy. Now, the only reason I know that I've been in a situation where, yeah, like, oh, I hope he doesn't listen to this, but my past relationship, basically, we had a really amazing bond and friendship and relationship, but it just like wasn't the right fit for the changes that I occurred to in my life. Like, look, he was into music. He loved socializing. He would happily, like, in my opinion, what he loved to do was a waste of time to me. I'm like, I don't want to go to someone's barbecue all day, like on a Saturday. I don't want to socialize with these people. Like, I don't care. And although that sounds so rude, I did compromise sometimes, but most of the time, like, I wouldn't turn up because I didn't want to be there because I had other things that I wanted to do. Like, I have a life mission, whereas he was more like arty and just different to me. But we somehow worked for like ages, and we had lots of similarities in I don't know, like, because we did have, obviously it had to work. No, we were right for each other for a while, but I think I just outgrew that relationship. And so that was like a major anchor for me, because obviously there was going to be friction at the end of that when I wanted to do certain things. Like, I wanted to do stuff so big, and he just wanted to like start small and just ease our way into things. And I just like, no, like, I want to do it this way. And then he would be like, I want to do it this way. And then how we like to spend our time was so different in the end. Like, we obviously had some stuff that we liked together, but overall, like, we're just two different people. Like, I don't care about music, like, I don't play any instruments, like, whatever, like, it, you know, he needs somebody that can play guitar with him on Saturday or something. I don't want to do that. I don't even like when it's getting played in my house. Like, it really used to annoy me. And so, like, I know that sounds so bad, but like, it's just the truth. Like, I just didn't like it. Like, and I wouldn't want to go to Newtown and go to these bands with people that I have zero, like, when I say zero compatibility with, I mean, like, zero. Like, it's just, like, I'm focused on, like, my mission, my purpose, like, living in my five pillars. And to them, I don't even understand. Like, you know, it's just, like, two different worlds. So, obviously, that was a major anchor for me. There was going to be, like, the problem is, like, somebody can really love you and you can really love who they are as people, like so many things about them. But when it comes to like who's in your life, your friends, your partner, like you need to be on a joint mission. Like at the end of the day, like you're better off walking alone in times of change. And this is the hardest part of change. You need to be honest. You just have to be honest. You're just like, look, like it's not actually right for either of us. Like this is just like, it's good to have differences, but like you need to have a similar mission. You need to have an approach to life as well that's like actually aligned. You know, if one of us wants to go big and the other one wants to take things like little by little and just like not have these wild dreams and stuff, like it's just, how the fuck is that going to work? Then like, you know, past, it's just, I don't want to go into it, but either way, I had to make the decision. And although, look, I achieved everything I wanted to, in that relationship. And I want to say this because I know a lot of people are probably, and I'm not like convincing anyone to leave their relationships and stuff, but I want you to live in your truth, because otherwise you're going to be unfulfilled and looking back when you are probably going to be alone, and you're going to feel resentful and disappointed in yourself. So sometimes you just have to think about it long term and go, oh my God, I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to stop this. And, you know, there was a few other things as well like that just weren't going to work, right? So in this process of change, which was the major change that I made, and then I made quite a few significant changes thereafter, like moving, getting, yeah, all my businesses back up and running that had, I basically was just so consumed with my changes that like so many things crumbled also. So don't worry if that happens, you can just pick them all back up. But the first thing you need to do is to be true to yourself, make the changes, break the barriers off, remove the anchors, get out of the fear-based draining energy, because all of these small things that you live with day to day, they seriously change your perspective on what you deem as possible. They take away like all your excitement for like your major mission, your goals, how great you can be. Do you know what I mean? Like there's so many things that you're, so much time you're going to have to waste doing and talking about things that you don't care about if you're not around the right people. Think about it. Like you could be spending time with somebody that has the same ideas, the same goals, the same life mission. Well, maybe similar, but like where you can bounce ideas off each other and you can support each other. And like, you're actually like, it's a whole frequency of like an alignment. Whereas if you're with someone or friends or business partners or whatever, and you both have completely different overviews of life, different values, different interests, just different everything, how the fuck, like there's just a constant push pull there, you know what I mean? Because like, yeah, we did cross over obviously in some things, like lots of things, but the major things we just didn't, you know, like it just like, and also like the capacity and how we approach different situations and problems. And if like if my business got into major issues, I'd be fine about it. But then he would stress about it and it would make me stressed about it. Whereas like in reality, I wouldn't have cared at all in the first place. But then because I see somebody else stressed about my problem, it makes me feel like I need to stress about my problem. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, there's also like when you do have certain people around you, friends, anyone in your close contacts, and I'm going into this because this is just real life. Like if you actually really want big things, then you need to have people that can problem solve and face challenges like in a similar way to you. And you need to know what that is for you first. So you need to be able to take on challenges yourself. And you need to see a lot of challenges through by yourself to understand how you approach them and how you overcome them and how you stay resilient and strong in those. Because the thing is, like, you don't really know anyone until you get into a time of challenge. And if someone makes your problems bigger than what they are, or worse than what they are, or like makes the problem harder than what it is because of how they approach their life and how they approach their day and how they see challenge, it's just going to cause even more problems. You're going to be like so angry that they're making your problem worse. Like this used to happen to me. I'd be like, I wouldn't really say anything, but I'd be just like, this is no fucking big deal. And now it's like a big deal. And now it's even a bigger deal because it's gone into my relationship. And I wouldn't have even cared about this and I would have just solved it overnight. But now it's dragged on for 6 weeks because this person couldn't get over the problem itself. And then every time I would like try and redo another thing or make something bigger or grow it, all his like fears would come into it. I hope he doesn't listen to this, but like, you know, and it's just like, how the fuck are you supposed to grow and make things happen when you've constantly got somebody nagging at you? Like, it's just like, you need to have people in your circle. And this is also the same with friends. Like there's friends that I used to have that I just wouldn't even dream of having any association with because they never supported anything that I did. And I don't care, that's their choice. But if they try and like actually sabotage my goals, or they only love me when I'm down or I'm in crisis, which happens to everyone, that I had some friends that literally only liked me when I was in heartbreak or I was in a crisis mode because I had spare time, because I just didn't have the capacity to take on like my business challenges on top of my own personal challenges. And oh, of course, like they loved me then. But then as soon as I started to become back to myself and better, they had problems with me. And it's just like, you want people that are going to want to see you grow and want to boost you in your growth and support you in your growth. And I know like this is like very personal, but like this is just real life. Like you need to stop it. Like it's like, no, okay, look, this isn't working. This is not how I want to do life. And I'm sorry, but I'm going my separate way. And I've told a lot of people that this year. And now, you know what I'm left with? Way less people, but they all want to see me grow. They all support me. They're all bringing that good lover above synergy into my life. I've got no anchors. No one's draining me. No one's hurting me. No one's making problems any worse. I actually barely get any problems because even when something doesn't go perfectly to plan, there's no one around making it feel like it's worse and then drawing on even more problems and more complaints and whatever it is. Because at the end of the day, everything that I have in my life is actually on my responsibility. I don't have a job. I don't have a boss. I have businesses. I have staff to look after. I have families to feed that aren't even mine. Like, I need to be on top of my game. So if I, in my own house, have a synergy that's not aligned with that, I'm not going to be the best leader. I'm not going to be able to grow my businesses. I'm not going to be able to attack challenges. I'm not going to be able to do anything because I've got people around me that are making my life worse. So it's really important to identify that. If you actually have serious goals and you want to live a certain way and you've already decided how you're going to approach challenges, then you need to be firm with it. It's just like, no, it's not aligned. It's not on my wavelength. I need somebody or friends or nobody that are going to be able to tackle this, stand up, you know, strong in times of turbulence and not make anything worse, make it better. This is like where you actually strive. This is where you thrive. And this is just like the reality. It's just like, you know what? It's their decision. If somebody in your life is stopping you and preventing you from living the life you want, you can't let that happen to yourself. You can't be that person. You need to, first of all, make yourself as good as you can be. And then you need to make a plan. You need to understand that there's going to be a time of turbulence. Usually after you create the change, you take the actions. It's going to be uncomfortable, but it's for, in the long run, it's so worth it because you want to have, look, it's going to be hard in the beginning, but it's going to be easier long term because at the end of the day, like if you've got people around you or just yourself, it doesn't matter. I don't care. But if you can live in your truth, do what you love to do every day, wake up alive, have the optimism that you used to have before you ever had to deal with anyone. Like at the end of the day, if you feel free in your day and you feel like you're living the best, most fulfilled version of yourself, and you're able to approach life in the way that you want to without any influences that are going to drag you down into a negative, fear-based, low energy frequency, you're doing the right thing. And so yes, in the beginning, the turbulence, the changes, the grieving period of losing what you knew is so challenging, but it's for the best. You need to tackle and like be open to the opportunities that present, because at the end of the day, like you do deserve it. Like that's what you deserve. Like that's how you create great things. Like that's how great things, and it won't be perfect and there will be problems, but as long as you have like an alignment, things in alignment, that's why I create change. Things were out of alignment, they were out of balance. So I had to get to a point where I had to reassess, I had to create the change, I had to step back, I had to zoom back out, I had to reassess where I want to go, what I want to feel like, how I want to approach each and every day. And that had to become a non-negotiable for me. And it, like I said before, this isn't a selfish move. This isn't a heartless move. This is like the reality. It's like you wouldn't come to this conclusion if everything was going great and everything was in alignment, because this wouldn't even be a thought that you have. You don't just wake up one day and think, oh, I think the grass is going to be greener on the other side. It's like, that's not how humans are. I know that you see quotes and stuff, whatever. Like humans want things to work. Humans want things to be in harmony. People want to feel good and loved and safe and happy. And they want to be able to feel like they're supported and they're the best version of themselves in the environment that they're in and that they've selected to be in. But when you're at crossroads and you're trying to weigh up, like, am I doing the right thing? I don't really want to, like, is it really so bad? And you're second guessing yourself. Like you're just in denial. You're just holding on for the sake of it because you don't know what's on the other side. And that's fine. But at the end of the day, like you need to weigh up like the loss that you're potentially going to have long term, that you require for like your family, that you require for like your own peace of mind and your own mental health. Like you want to have the people around you in alignment with you, because yeah, like you wouldn't be in a situation where you're looking outside of your situation and you're wondering, fuck, could it really be better if it was perfect, if it was good, if it was the best decision that you could have made for the long haul, you wouldn't be thinking elsewhere. And so that's when I make these changes. I'm like, you know what? this isn't right. This isn't aligned. What do I want to achieve? How do I want to feel? A lot of this has to do with like how I want to feel each and every day. Because it's one thing to like suffer for a few years and work hard and not see your friends and that's one thing. But if you're not enjoying it and you're not loving it and it's not giving you a day-to-day like sleeping with satisfaction feeling, then it's not, there's something's wrong, and you need to be able to get strong and clear in what it is. And yeah, like take the leap and lift your energy. So force the energy in that time of change. You're probably going to be in a pretty low vibrational energy, because usually if you do take the leap of change and you actually cut cords and you do all this stuff, it's not easy. Like, it's not easy. But if you know it's for the best long term, you've actually seen the future possibilities of it, then you know it's the right thing for you. And so you should do it. And also as well, like, don't think anything's impossible, because when you're at that crossroads and you're like really conflicted in times of change, or like something's breaking down, or like just life just doesn't feel amazing or good, and everyone gets there, don't stress about where you're at and how you feel today, because everything on the other side seems impossible at the crossroads. And that's why people don't make the decision, because you're not feeling great about your decision already. So the hope for the future is like, fuck, I'm just not prepared to deal with any more issues that could arise. So it's all like hypothetical, like problems that you see because you're in a fear-based energy, because you're just not fulfilled where you're at. Whereas if you were fulfilled where you're at and you're making leaps and changes, it's kind of like a synergy. You just keep going up. You don't really care if something works or not. You're just like, oh yeah, it's fine. Everything else feels good anyway, so we'll just go for it. But when you're actually at a serious crossroads and you're wanting to make changes, you really see all the possible problems. You pick up on the fears, the triggers are higher, they're like everything's amplified in negative light. So you want to just bear with that and just understand that that's just because things at the moment in your current situation don't fulfill you. So everything that you see on the outside, it's like a really gray area. And so you just need to like have that plan 10 years ahead. And trust me, if you hustle hard enough, you write that plan down and you actually get your hustle on, you can make anything that seems impossible when you're at that lower frequency possible. You just need to really stay strong, and you need to be confident in your decision, and you need to stay resilient, but you need to also hustle for what you want, because it will happen. You'd be surprised, like the little by little, if you really want something, you will move mountains to get it, and you will get it. Eventually it'll happen for you. You will get it. And, you know, it'll be like a really good accomplishment. You'll be really like, there's always something amazing on the other side of doing something hard. And going through something hard is always temporary. It doesn't last forever. But you need to, yeah, like have the plan, think ahead, zoom out, live life with no regrets. You just do not want to have that burden to carry through. Like, it's hard enough to carry the burden of regret for like 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. Literally, like, everyone's been there. You're like, fuck, I wish I did that. I should have done it differently. I shouldn't have done that, blah, blah, blah. But you can rectify, and you can just go, okay, all of that stops today. I'm going to hustle. I'm going to get my hustle muscle on, and I'm going to, yeah, go after what I want. I'm going to make the impossible possible, and I'm going to get everything I deserve, and I'm going to make myself the best version of myself in order to attract that, because the law of attraction is also a massive thing. As soon as you actually think about your energy, you go lover above and you attack your biggest manifestations, trust me, it will come to you. It'll be like, you'll just draw on so many great things to your life. And it's just all about understanding the power that you've got in, yeah, breaking off chains and barriers that are preventing you from actually getting what you want. So go create all the changes that you want. This is a really long podcast. So yeah, if you made it to the end, please rate 5-star, and I will see all your changes over this year, hopefully. Let me know what you thought. Tag me on socials, and yeah, go smash your life.